joining us, the head coach, Jerome Collins. Jerome, how you doing?
Super. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got to be doing super. I was looking at this, not only this record this year, but I'm looking back to last year, reading an article about you guys when you were playing Curtis, and the last loss for the Federal Way Eagles has been 13 months. That's got to be the longest streak of your career, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty close. I think we had another one back in 2009 and 2010, and I don't know how long that streak was, but it was equivalent to this one.
It's been an amazing, amazing run, no question. Let's before we talk about your team and looking forward, let's go back to that that tight one that you had at the Showare Center, league playoffs, league final against Curtis. Everybody, you know, all eyeballs on that one, and definitely a playoff environment in that building that night.
Yeah, it really was. Curtis did a great job. We started slow, and then we got going. I don't think we got going consistently throughout the game, but we were able to put together some spurts, and we built an 11-point lead in the fourth. And I just thought we did a poor job of executing down the stretch. We turned the ball over, unforced turnovers, and, of course, we did a poor job of closing on the free throw line when we got fouled and missed two big one-and-ones. So I think it was an accumulation of things, but hats off to my guys. They stayed the course, and they got some defensive stops when we needed to, and we did what we had to do down the stretch to win.
Those are the best kind of lessons to learn, right, Coach, where you don't do things down the stretch that you want to do, and yet you still get a big win.
Yeah, I'd rather learn those lessons in a win than a loss. So that we were able to do. But it was good for us because our kids had not been in tight situations. So it was a lot to learn. I thought our guys learned that, and, you know, we look forward to down the road. If we get in those situations again, hopefully we'll be able to handle them better.
A lot of talent on your team, without question. Let's start at the top with a guy getting a lot of attention. He's headed to San Diego State, averaging almost 20 points a game. Tell me what you love about Jalen McDaniels, Coach.
Well, he's multi-dimensional. He can handle the ball. He can pass it. He can shoot it. He can post. He can take you off the bounce. He can hurt you in a number of ways. And he's just a highly skilled player. So we like his versatility. And we try to put him in different scenarios on the court as well. And it's just a nightmare matchup for a lot of our teams. Talented kid.
And then when you look at a championship-caliber teams like you've had the last couple of years, and you had a nice stretch, as you were mentioning, 5-6 years ago as well, where you were the best team in the state of Washington, you need more than one big dog. And you know, looking at your scoring averages and seeing you play occasionally, I mean, there's more than just one dog on this team, aren't there? Tell me some of Jalen's supporting cast who are stars in their own right.
Yeah, we have five guys that are averaging double figures, and that's one of the things that make us a worthy opponent. Christian Jones, who is our power guy, even though he's not big, 6'2", strong, signed a baseball scholarship with UW. He is back from last year. Marcus Stevens, who is our starting point guard, he's the guy that makes us go. He's our floor general. He's doing a great job leading us. And then you got Farron Flavors, who is a shooter. Great complementary player on the wing, can do those things well that we really like. Jamon Jones, who comes off the bench and really a starter, to be honest with you. We just bring him off the bench because it gives us an added dimension. Jamon is a shooter, very talented athlete, signed a football scholarship with WSU. Three-point shooter, really athletic. Great defensive player that's really been a plus for us. So those guys are doing a great job. Malcolm Kohler, who we haven't had all year. We lost him after the first two games, 6-6. He's back now for a couple games ago. He came back. He's inside player, rebound, post, block shots, gives us some versatility up front. So those guys are doing a good job. We've got another kid come off the bench, Eton Collins, who's 6'5", done some things for us. So that's a supporting cast. And we're still a work in progress, Dick. I'm not going to say that we're all the way there yet. We're still learning. We're relatively young, to be honest with you. We have those four seniors. We have three sophomores, two freshmen that are playing a lot of minutes, three juniors that are playing a lot of minutes. So we're really young overall. So we just want to continue to work, continue to get better, and continue to learn.
Do you like opening up the paper, the USA Today, Coach, and seeing the Federal Eagles in the top 25 in the country, or would you prefer that you just stay out of that poll until the very last poll of the year?
Well, you know, the only one that really counts is at the end in the stadium with number one. So, but I think it's good for the kids. I mean, it's good in that they can see their work paying off for them. I mean, we worked really hard in off season. Weight room, track, and conditioning themselves and getting themselves ready. So it's good to see it pay off for them in that way. But ultimately, the bigger picture and the most important picture is our state. And at the end, when it's all said and done, can we be number one again like last year? And that's what's really important.
Well, and the one thing that I know helps you guys and helps all the teams from your district is the fact that that district year in and year out is so brutally tough that you are very, very prepared for the Tacoma Dome when you get to the state tournament. It's almost like a state tournament before the state tournament starts. I'm going to talk to TJ Cotterill and get his take on a preview of the district tournament. Give me your take on what's to come over the next 2 weeks and a couple of teams that you got to keep your eye on as teams that could dethrone you guys as district champs.
Well, it's going to be a challenge, obviously. And, you know, every night you got to come to play. Curtis was right there. It's just going to be interesting. Kentwood is on the rise. They're doing a good job as well. Bellarmine is pushing. Olympia is doing a good job that came out of nowhere. So it's just going to be a challenge. Like I tell my guys all the time, it's one quarter at a time, one game at a time. We want to focus on, like I just told you, the improvements, the areas that we have to improve upon or get better at, and let the chips fall where they may. But the bottom line is we have to show up with our hats on, come to play every night.
Sounds good, Coach. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I really enjoy watching your team as well. So fun to watch you guys get up and down the floor, but you also play great fundamental defense as well, and that's why you get state championships like you did last year. Best of luck down the stretch, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me.
You bet. Jerome Collins.